This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Talk to digital media experts and they'll tell you that one way to get notice is to put information in the form of a slideshow or a list. This is something Forbes magazine has known about for more than 30 years. Look at its Forbes 400 list of the richest rich that came out this week. Shannon Mullen looked into how some consider lists like these information junk food.
Bill Gates is the richest man in America for the 20th year in a row. No surprise there. But it's not suspense that draws readers to the Forbes 400 list. People like to read about people, says Forbes wealth editor Lisa Krall.
So many of the people at the tops of our lists are behind the companies that we're buying from, the Walmarts of the world, Microsoft.
And advertisers like sharing pages with those companies on glossy paper and the web. But for readers...
Well, lists are like cotton candy. They're ephemeral, but they're very satisfying.
Sid Holt heads the American Society of Magazine Editors.
They have an appeal that is so immediate, so grabbing. I don't know anybody who doesn't like a list.
Holt says it's an important tool for organizing information, even if the information's not exactly important. Besides the 400 list, on its website, Forbes also ranks the top-earning dead celebrities. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.